From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Richard Sheehy reporting. Liberians went to the polls on Tuesday for a presidential election they hope will mark their first democratic transfer of power in more than seven decades, despite allegations of fraud this time around. Former World Footballer of the Year George Weah is squaring up against Vice President Joseph Boakye, both of whom are promising to tackle poverty and corruption in a country where most citizens have no reliable electricity or clean drinking water. They're bidding to succeed in a runoff vote delayed for more than a month after alleged widespread fraud in October's first round vote, a challenge to that Supreme Court rejected this month. Peru's ailing former leader Alberto Fujimori on Tuesday asked for public forgiveness 2 days after receiving a presidential pardon that sparked street protests. He said he was aware that the results of his government were well received on one side, but he said, quote, "I admit that I have let down other compatriots, and I ask them to forgive me with all of my heart." Fujimori said all that in a Facebook video filmed from his hospital bed. The 79-year-old had been serving a 25-year sentence for corruption and human rights abuses committed during his time in office from 1990 to the year 2000. He was transferred from a prison to a hospital on Saturday after suffering from low blood pressure and an irregular heartbeat, the latest in a string of hospitalizations. In the video, Fujimori lay propped up in a hospital bed, wearing a white gown and a blood pressure cuff on his right arm and another monitor clasped to his left index finger. He talked over the constant background of beeping and monitoring devices. You can get more information and news online at voanews.com, also Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is VOA News. A powerful story.